Greetings and blessings to all. Welcome to another Hour with an Angel with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of the book, The Great Awakening. Joining her this evening is Steve Becko, founder of the website goldenageofgaia.com and author of Building Nova Earth, Toward the World That Works for Everyone. I'm Jeffrey West, sitting in for Graham Duyer this evening. In a departure from the more usual guests that have been on the show and the themes that have been discussed, we venture off yet again into a new direction. The guest this evening is Ron Geed, and this soul carries the energies of the future Buddha. With that, I turn things over to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and I'd like to welcome our guests and also to ask him how he would prefer to be addressed.
Welcome. For yes, this is a departure. For it is seldom that you actually speak with one that is above and below. But it is my honor to be invited to share some of my growing understandings in the human form as well with each of you. I have disclosed what you would think of as my first name in this lifetime, and it is Ranjit. And yes, you may call me Ranjit. You may call me Raj if you wish, for I am always one who is honoring others who go and guide. For you know there is a tie between all of us. And the energy of Sanat Kumara has been known throughout, again, the multiverse for a very long time. So we are very close. Now I want you to understand, I speak to you as one who carries the energy of our Buddha. And if everything comes forth, I am and I will be known as the Buddha of unity. For as you know as well, each Buddha has an overriding purpose and mission, not simply to be teacher, mentor, and healer to many. And what is occurring on the planet, your planet and mine, the next step for humankind and interplanetary kind is the practice and the anchoring of unity and the construction and building not only of Nova Earth but of Nova Being, because without the new being of humanity, the enlightened being, the ascended being as you think of it, there is no Nova Earth. The purpose of Gaia in her own ascension is to carry you forward and to fulfill her mission and purpose of being a planet of love in service to the Mother. So when you think of it in this way, there is really no difference between what I do, what Gaia does, and what each of you do. For we are in the union of service. Now it is time for the planet to overcome the false grid of separation. And might I say the vasana of believing that you are unique, special, and therefore differentiated from others, and arriving at the deeper truth that you are all of these things and yet you are one. My purpose is to be also working with the children of the new earth and even what you can think of as new times, different dimensions and realities. Now these children come in like I have, wide awake and aware of who they are and the role that they have come to play. And it is incumbent upon the adults, and in this I speak to each of you, and I speak to the planet of adults, including the adults that surround me. It is incumbent upon you to assist, for this is your lesson and your learning, to not smother the light, the wonder and the brilliance that we are bringing forward. Again, in this, I do not differentiate myself from any of you. Now, I know that you are going to have many questions of me. And I want to be clear. This channel is always asking for clarification, is she not?
Yes,
it's a curious one. I speak to you as a child, as an 8-year-old boy, in the lightness of that being. And I also speak to you with the wisdom of the Buddha. So where do you wish to begin?
Well, thank you, Raj. And perhaps before beginning, I could just say a couple of words to the listeners. Sanat Kumara also likes to be referred to as Raj, so that was that relates to what you said earlier. And I'd also like to mention that Sanat Kumara was Dipankara Buddha, who was the teacher of Gautama Buddha in the incarnation in which Gautama Buddha asked to become a Buddha. And now you are a new Buddha, if I may use that term. And also Maitreya is described as the Buddha of love. You're described as the Buddha of unity. Can you tell us, first of all, so that we can understand the new children that are here today and your own experience, you came in wide awake. Can you explain what it's like to come in that state, what the experience is like, and what it means for your life in the earliest years to come in wide awake?
Yes, and understand, Raj is still my teacher, as he is the teacher of many. The guardian. And so it is my honor to be called in this way. I must share with you that it is difficult to come in wide awake when you arrive on a planet that is not. Now I am part of the new children. And even though I have the awareness, I also do not know or have the experience of what it is to to not be awake, to not be in the fullness of my being. So in these early years, this has been a very large portion of my learning and my coming to understand about this period of transition that the human beings, the human race is experiencing. Now, part of that undertaking, that understanding, has also been that I have been born in a country that is primarily Hindu, and I am not of that faith or religion. And my parents, because that is the way it works, are not of that persuasion. Now, you well know that all faith is based in the knowing of one, but part of the role of unity and unification is to come forth as different, not simply in my awareness, but in the outer trappings as well. Now, when I have arrived on Earth, even though I have arrived with the knowings and understandings of what to expect and to anticipate, I was shocked. I was surprised. The parents that I have been blessed with are beautiful beings. They are caring and loving and nurturing and very devout. They are concerned from the moment of my inception about my future. It is rather ironic. Now, I share this not in any way to diminish my beautiful family, because they are remarkable, and that had need to be in order for me to join them. But I share this information because as parents, as adults, as aunts and uncles and cousins, is this not a human, we would say, universal trait? Before the child is even born, there you are worrying about the future. Yes, you are enjoying the process, but like my parents, making sure that the education will be in place, that I am exposed to right ideas or philosophies, that I learn at an early age the correct or proper methods of worship, that I learn the importance of humility and of the honoring of God. All of these things I see as a beautiful commitment, but also very much as a human obsession. There is not the recognition that we know what we are doing. My parents know that they have been given a child of grace, that I am different. But rather than fully trusting in that, in some ways it makes them nervous. It makes them nervous to misstep. It makes them nervous that they will not do everything within their power to assure my becoming, when in fact my becoming is already written in history. I love in the human and the divine definitions of the word. I love my parents. And I love my family. I have a sister and brother. And as you well know, a very extensive extended family. But what you may not be thinking of is that I also trust my family and my parents. And this is also critical for all of you to understand. I come in awake, aware perhaps of far more than my parents have had the fortune to be exposed to or understand. And yet I am entrusted to them. And I am entrusted to them by the Divine Mother. But what does this mean? Entrusted. It involves the trust of my beingness as well. That in order to work and to fulfill what I have come to do, I trust them and I trust all that everything is in divine order. So even as a very rambunctious 5-year-old, an inquisitive 6-year-old, at times a very smart aleck 8-year-old, I know I am learning and receiving, and I am trusting. Not because my parents have incorporated the wisdom of ages, but because they love me. And because I know there is a rightness in all things, and that would include my placement in this time and place and family. Now, what about the new children for whom I speak? What can be done in your sweet protectiveness that in fact you do not smother the flame that burns so brightly within us? Oh, yes. It is possible to smother the flame, in which case any of us would leave. It is not something that we would or could tolerate, because we will not step down or minimize our knowing, our energy. We cannot do that. Now, we know very clearly that none of you would ever do anything that you thought would harm us. And that is more and more true every day as we see the growth of love on this beautiful Gaia planet. When we speak of what you do not see, or you do not yet know or understand, when we share with you that we are moving interdimensionally, or with our star brothers, or with our, what you think of, our unseen friends, do not dismiss us. Do not try in the slightest, do not attempt to dissuade us that we are not perceiving reality correctly or as you know it. Release the fear that your child is going to be different and therefore not accepted or seen as off balance. Do not tamper with our vision and our knowing, for we are here as the new breath of air. And my dear friends, we are here to teach you. We are here to teach you by example, as so many of you are teaching by example and through your fields, your cosmic field, how you can be. This is what we demonstrate and show you. That there is more, that there is more wisdom, more understanding, more love, and complete connection. So what we are demonstrating to you is what your life can be like. So do not fall into a pattern which has been very popular in your old third dimension, of thinking that the child is patterned after the parent. That is not so. And those of you who have been parents realize the enormous change in thinking and behaviors and heart that your children affect upon you. But you haven't seen anything yet. Allow us freedom. Yes, it will make you nervous. It will make you at times frustrated or provoke anxiety. This is no different than any of the masters who have been born into form. And I would tell you, not even suggest, I would tell you, my light friends, you are my support team. You are also my family. And there is part of you, whether you are listening as 5 or 50, 70 or 27, you have always been considered different by your families. And in some ways it is an observation that is not spoken of. In some cases it is a joke. In some cases it is with amazement or confusion. But you know what it is to be walking a slightly different path from many that you encounter either within your family or your community. And in that work that you have done, and in that persistence, that valor, you have prepared the way for us. Now, there are other things that I wish to speak of, but I do not wish to be impolite, for this is also something I am learning. Do you have another question that you wish to address to me?
Thank you, Raj. Well, far be it from me to act like an old-style 3D adult. You have discussed a lot of things which adults could keep in mind not to do with our newest arrivals. And you've discussed one thing which they can do, which is to grant them freedom. But are there other pointers you can give us? Are there other pieces of advice that you can give us adults on the side of doing rather than not doing? Please do so.
Can you play with us? Now, for us, play has a very different meaning. And part of our wisdom, understanding, knowing, our very beingness requires, when we speak of freedom, it is the latitude to play. Now, those of you who study know that children learn so much through play. Can you come and join with us on whatever level and whatever environment, whatever circumstance you are encountering? There has always been wisdom and magic. Yes, magic. In the hearts and minds and beings of children. But what you can do, take some of the time away from being concerned about whether we are being educated sufficiently or socialized sufficiently, because socialization for us is also different. But we will find our way and we will find each other as well. So do not be concerned about it. But we would ask of you to engage with us. Not in ways that are you are sitting at my feet. That is the last thing I want. I want you to explore the universe and this planet with me. And all of we children want this. We want you to take our hand. We trust you. And we want you to treat us as your children, because we know it is part of your job to keep us safe and out of harm's way. And we also know and understand that as children we can do things that do put us in situations that can be injurious, because we are big adventurers. So do not be surprised when we say we want to play, but that we would like to play in India or Tibet or the United States of America and switch countries and go exploring. Now you say, but not many families are able to do that. But you are able to get maps or internet or pictures or music or fables or mythologies, tradition, and share this with us. This is one of our ideas of play. The other idea that we ask you to play with us is that for many of us it is very important to be anchored in our bodies. These are tiny, very tiny forms. And one of the initial shocks of entry is the fact, even with our knowing, and knowing that we are not completely enclosed in that form, we are still shocked at how small these forms are. So it is important to have the physical aspect of play, of activity, of movement, because we are anchoring the energies of our beings into our form. So what you will find, and this was true of many of the early, the indigo and the rainbow children, it is important to be able to move more than perhaps what you moved as a child. Now many of the indigos are the ones who are birthing us, and many of them still have this urge to move constantly. And that is a very good thing. Engage us, please, in intelligent conversation. When you say that you are concerned for our futures in education, do not take the time to step down the conversation to what you think is a child's level of understanding. Speak to us as equals, so that what you are doing is you are engaging us and giving us permission to allow the fullness of our wisdom to be nurtured, to come through, and to be shared. Each culture has different ways of nourishment. And in this case, I am not simply speaking of the spiritual nourishment that my parents and family so richly bestow upon me. I am speaking about physical nourishment. Again, it is part of the anchoring of our being into the form. Now, we come with the understanding of how to transmute or transform our molecules and atoms into what is healthy. But as children, we do not always take the time to do so. Yes, it is that rambunctious 5-year-old, or the 2-year-old, or the 15-year-old. We need to be fed adequately. And what I mean by this is food that is pure. You say this is difficult on a planet that is polluted. Well, Gaia restores herself, and we are part of that restoration. But in the meanwhile, all you have need to do is to pray, to send your intentions to purify the food. Please do not feed us meat. We know that those of you in transition need a great deal of meat, and this has been part of your human journey. But it is very rare that we will need any form of meat. Perhaps a little fish, but we are primarily vegetarian, fructarian, and we do breathe in a great deal of energy simply through the air, what you think of as air, because we are breathing in the codes of creation. That is how we tend to go forward, and that is a continual restoration. You are learning to do this at this time, but we have arrived with the full understanding of how to do this. And so we ingest, quite literally, the creation codes of what will keep us healthy, but we also need the human form of nourishment. Speak to us of many traditions. Do not close us off from exploring with gusto and intellectual liveliness, spiritual liveliness. Let us be heretics and atheists. Do not restrict us to what you think of as one religion or faith. Let us explore, and explore with us, please. That is part of play. Do not be concerned that we will be damned. Yes, I do speak to my parents in this. There are many pathways, and they are all leading you home. This is part of my mission and purpose as Buddha of Unity. It is to tear down, to finish tearing down and eliminating the differences, not to eliminate the richness of tradition and culture and what is strong and wise in faith, but to eliminate the friction, to unify the people so that it matters not whether you are worshiping Allah or a Christian God, that it is all one. These are some of the things you can do. Do not restrict what we put into our minds. Let us explore, and let us remember. Let us bring the memories that we have. Now, some of us have been on Earth many times, but many who come as the new children are new to Earth as well. So let us explore. Take us adventuring. But most of all, when you ask this question, what can we do as grandparents, as parents, as friends? Love us. That is the key. Simply love us. And accept and allow us to be who we are. Because we have come to be with you, not separate, not what you think of as a gifted or unique child, but simply to be part of this family of being.
Raj, if I could intervene.
Yes.
You your lifetime so far reminds me a lot of Shankara, and I also am reminded of Jesus and Sri Ramakrishna. Is similar to Shankara's?
Very. And similar to many who have come forth. You know, oh, Shankara is a dear friend. Closer than you think.
Will he be returning?
Oh, yes.
Can you talk to us a bit about the Return of the Masters and your own role in it, please?
Well, I would suggest to you that I am coming with all of my friends. And you, because of your breadth of study and experience, know that when I speak of the return of the masters, I speak of many. For each tradition, each pathway, and you know what we are going to do, is we are going to mix it up. And it is part of our plan. So it is not, for example, that I simply walk with the Buddhists, that Jesus Christ will walk with the Christians. We are going to truly mix it up. And that is the importance of bringing about the unified glory of the new reality which you inhabit. Mohammed has not decided to incarnate, but he is influencing many. And might I say he is overlighting many. But there are many that will pursue that path in order to bridge the gap between Muslim and Hindu, Sikh, Christian, Jew, because it is one family with many faces. So the masters are arriving, can we tell you, daily. Now, like myself, many of us are in training or undercover because it is important not only for our acclimatizing to this reality, but also that we understand this juncture at which you are in the middle of in order to assist you and to teach you, to lead you side by side to your new home, to your new reality. Now I suggest to you that when I was incarnated, and you will get a chuckle out of this, I fully anticipated that by this time that the whole of humanity would be firmly anchored in the higher dimensions, in the different dimensions, so that our unity would be pretty much in place by this age. But it matters not, because I also witness and see? Yes, I do. The fullness of your plan, which has become my plan. Now, Maitreya, myself, the Dalai Lama, there are many of us already in form, as you know, the emanations, who have a very complete understanding of the plan and of the transformation that is currently underway. When I have said to you earlier that I speak to you as an 8-year-old boy, and I also speak to you as the Buddha, know that I spend a great deal of time working with the human collective already on this process of unification, and the process of alignment with the law, with Rosh's law of unification, the mother's law of unification. Why I have volunteered and accepted your invitation to be with you this night was not so that you could interview an 8-year-old boy. What I wished to share with you and to give to each of you was this feeling, this knowing and this blessing of the unity of heart, of humanity and far, far beyond. You have always been united with each other, with your star brothers, with the company of heaven, with all the masters and gods, goddesses. And I wish to activate within you the memory of that unity, the knowing of that unity. And how better to do it than as an 8-year-old boy? Because is there anything more pure or more sweet than the love of a child? It is pure. This is what I give to you, and it is what I will give to you for the rest of your life and mine, regardless of what dimensional reality we inhabit. I am here, and I am here for the duration. And I suggest, unless you smother our flame, we all are.
Well, if I may ask, you know that humans love the dramatic. We love to sit around a campfire and tell stories and histories. Is it appropriate for us to know a little bit about your past lives or where you've come from the other side?
No, it is not appropriate, because I do not wish to build expectations. You see, what I want you to do is to look forward, not back. One of the things that occurs when we ascend, which all of you are experiencing, is that we go back. Well, in the ascension of myself, we go back into the unity of the One. In that, it is not that history is erased, but that there is always a new cycle. And this is what I am trying to bring to you, your vision, to bring it forward into the new cycle. Now, will I sit with you around a campfire? I would be pleased to. And I will tell you stories of my journeys in the mountains and on the plains and by the sea. But I do not want you to focus on that. What I wish you to focus on is where we are right now. The human proclivity to go to the future like my parents, or to the past also like my parents, it does not serve. And I come to serve in the now. Now we may sit by that campfire for an eternity, and I would still be pleased to do so, because it would still be the now. It is important to understand, and I understand your question, for you are requesting continuity. But you see, this is part of the reason why I have been born into very different circumstances. We are breaking the pattern. We are presenting the new. And what happens, not only with the masters, not only with the Buddha, but myself, it happens in human form. There is this love of lineage, and you have expanded your understanding of lineage recently. That has been a good thing. So if you wish to know of my lineage, know that I am of the lineage of Sanat Kumara.
When will we see you appearing publicly, Raj?
Well, it is depending upon the humans and their ascension, is it not? Because some of you are already seeing me. I am that skinny little boy. Well, I do not think I am skinny. I think I am very fit. But many would think of me as skinny with the big brown eyes and the tousled hair. But I would suspect that my fullness of my undertaking will come at the time of passage, which is 12.
The time of passage, Raj? What do you mean by that?
I mean that it is the time when my parents will feel that I am prepared to be exposed to the public.
All right, thank you.
It is what some of you think of as the beginning of puberty. In all cultures, this has significance. Although we understand why, and we do not understand why, the innocence of the child is the best teacher of all. So a young boy struggling with becoming a human man is not always the greatest fulfillment of a teacher. If you remember, as many of you do, it can be a time of confusion and trying to come to an understanding of who you are. Now, we will not go through that, but I am ready to step forward at any moment. But of course, I, like you, will always honor my parents, for I understand and have great compassion for their concerns. We are both learning to trust each other, are we not?
Yes. Before we go, and I believe we'll be going very soon, could you say something to the children of the world? Give them a message, please.
I would be honored. My friends, my family, I'm here. I am not here as a leader or as a follower. I am here as your brother. And I bring forth the promise and the fulfillment of unification. When there are moments when you are unsure if you have made the right choice and decision in this incarnation, I invite you, I ask you, I plead with you to turn to me. Brother of India, and call on me, and I will sit with you, and I will hold you, and I will reinforce you, for it is important that we go forward together. But I offer this not because of mission and purpose, but because of my love for you. We are united, and we teach the elders what this means as we unite in heart and support of one another. So call me. I will show up, and you will know me. For you have always known me. Farewell.
Thank you very much, Raj.
Thank you, my friend, my brother.